I was sitting here one day, and an old hen right there scratching. She had drove a little bitties, and the blue dotted hawk flew down. Right down on the tree, you gonna catch one of them bitties? Boy, that hen was squalling. You know, her sister foot, and she just went right up behind him, right on up in top of one of them trees.
She caught.
Man, she's climbing just like he was. She's right behind him. He went on. He didn't get no one of them bitties neither. A strange dog come up here and went around and bit us. Man, that hen to get on his back, you hear that dog hollering, going around here, squalling, she'd be on top of his back.
Did you ever fight him?
No, I never did fight him, but these kind I had were fighting chickens.
Oh.
They were lowdown chickens, man. They fight till they kill one though.
Well, little chickens, you keep them in the babies,
I just said they're all right long as when they got big enough to go to fighting, you better let somebody have them or fought them or do something other with them, kill them and eat them. One, you better get shit on them, because they'd kill one another. There wasn't nothing to come out here and find two or three roosters laying here dead when they got big enough to fight. They didn't quit. One of my white old rooster one day, he's out there on that field walking around out there crowing, and he done killed a rooster and made me mad. I said, I'll just get the gun and kill him. And I shot out there and the shot went all around him. You know how that thing done? Man, he jumped up there and he was hitting every bush and everything around there, just jumping and hitting it. Just, I made him mad. He thought there was another rooster after him. I said, it'll get close enough to kill you. Man, that's gone. He was ready.
Those claws, that's what did it.
Them old spurs.
Bad spurs on them?
Man, they done grown out an old set of spurs on them. You know, when them fighters get them, they put them gigs on them.
That's
well,
right.
They're killer chickens. But he had enough on him. He had some old long spurs on him. Man, they fight.
Yeah. Around what sort of animals you see around, say, a pond around here?
Well, most around, you know, you have a lot of beavers. You know, all these little ponds back in now, they got a bunch of old beavers around them. They damming them up and making them, well, they don't raise their one about that much. They have a dam around it. It's amazing to see how that's kind of fixes his dam. Yeah, if a man, he can just take lessons from them. He just go around here and he'll just have that thing cooked around and y'all cooked around over and come around over and come around over, and water run over it everywhere. Now that's them things are smart building a dam.
Mm.
And you can say, well, I think I'll break his old dam here. I don't need the thing. And you go back the next day, and he done built that place back. He go to work on it that night, and you get away from there. You gonna build that spot back you tore up.
Hmm. I've never seen a beaver. I hear when they come close to them,
they pop that old tail.
Yeah.
And they'll come pretty close to you back and eat a part of it. If you see him swimming, coming on. It's just quiet. Get up on the hill and cut down trees, drag them, you know, carry them down there, building that dam.
Huh?
You know, cut a tree down that big.
You're a kid.
Yes, sir.
Good.
You got to, I don't know what sort of teeth they got, but they have got some terrible teeth. And then you just go up it and trim up a feather, limb off it, drag them limbs in that lake, you know, and trim the tree be cut down and all the limbs on it. Looks like somebody trimmed it up with an axe. They'll mess up your timber. Timber folk don't like them.
Mm.
Not around a pond. He'll dam it up and then he's gonna skin every tree around it.
Good
God. They back in there, you back there later and you see them.
What kind of frogs you got here?
There's a heap of bullfrogs.
Okay.
They have people are.
Kind of you get in your garden?
No, that's the old toad I call him, but these bullfrogs around these ponds, people are catch them and kill them, you know, for the leg and cook them. Look at how
I've never had them.
But they
are they good?
Yeah, I eat them like chicken. You get that old big bullfrog, all you want is his hind leg. You go around these old big ponds and